Blog Talk Radio.
Over 20,000 followers, Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling her, 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online, the Nikki Rich Show, got over 20,000 followers, Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling her, 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online,
welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show, welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show, welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show, welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show, the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show, welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show, the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show, welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show.
To the hottest radio station on the planet, it's the Nikki Rich Show, broadcasting live out of sunny California. When I say it's sunny today, it is truly sunny and hot. We welcome you here tonight. I'm the host, Miss Nikki Rich of the Nikki Rich Show and Nikki Rich Show Network. We got a special and exciting show for you guys tonight. I'm really pumped up. I just can't even tell you how great it's going to be. Tonight we have Judge Maybelline Ephraim. She's going to be on, so we hope everybody is pumped up about that. We got new segments rolling out here at the Nikki Rich Show. We're excited about with the segments coming along. We also have new guests, so it's pretty amazing. And we bring these segments along because these are brands. These are brands out here, and we are expanding the brands. We are growing these brands, and we are giving others the chance to get that exposure on these different segments and networks. So that's what it's all about. In the Nikki Rich Show, we just got our numbers today. Man, I tell you, it's amazing. We have over 630,000 listeners. So that's truly amazing. And on our social networking sites alone, we have 1.5 million retweets on Twitter. So I've been posting that up. We are a part of other brands as well, partners and networks. Some of our branding partners are Prodigy Source One, Lions Den Productions in California, as well as Avio TV, Renegade Revolt, Black Tie Magazine. We also have a chance to be on another radio station, and I'm excited to host that as well, which is Fire 104 FM, as well as College Underground Radio, TuneIn Radio, ThisIs50.com. You can go listen there to the Nikki Rich Show, and College Underground Radio is our very first syndication, It was truly, and just so you know, too, that the Nikki Rich Show, we are also have so many great sponsors out there. We have Snail Body, Miss Sexual Elegance, one of our favorite, I say, hosts, one of our hosts here on the show. We're excited about Miss Sawyer Brock, and she's on Tuesdays, as well as Misty Shay Lynn, who's coming up in just a few. She's also a sponsor here at the Nikki Rich Show with Hair by Shay Lynn. We're wearing the best hair, y'all know. Y'all got to go check out my Instagram and check out Hair by Shay Lynn. Also, we have Toyota, where we're the featured Toyota RAV4 series from July, even present to now on the front page. You can go check out blogtalkradio.com, where we're featured radio, the Fresh Perspectives Radio. I'm a featured host, so definitely go check that out. But I'm excited tonight with no further ado. We got coming up our special segment with Misty Shaylin, Beauty on a Budget. So we want everybody to support the movement, support Misty. And I tell you, she just recently got an endorsement. It's exciting to see just everything unfold. So everybody that's rocking and tuning in, be sure and follow us on social networking sites at Miss Nikki Rich, at Nikki Rich Show LA. And you can also check out Beauty on the Budget. And we want everybody to sit back and relax. We got some more hot new music. We're going to bring it in, and then you'll hear from our segment host. We're excited. Stay tuned. Keep it locked. We don't go nowhere.
Back at it again, you better run and tell your friends. Back at it again, you better run and tell your friends. In 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get on.
JC here, bro, we came to fight all night long, look. God ain't here, dog, we came to fight all night long, look. Grizzly here, I came to fight all night long, and them citizens, they here. We came to fight all night long, in all black in that word strap, and we set for war, okay. You wait to strike fit in our heart, you can trust that there's no date. We done tasted what you had, that spirit like no way. You hear the colors down, you mess with the blessed, that's not that safe. So what you see right now, low rock, what you catch wrapped up in faith. Boy, them killers up in cold, everybody, you catch a case. You can't say just what you want, nope, you can't hide your face. When your face ain't wrapped up in faith, and God stands right in front of your face. To make peace, we know that we gotta start in the 818. Teach these youngins about God and love death right in his face. Don't let no bad mind shift your face. To do harm is a big mistake. Trust in God is a quick, cause we were in third place. They won a war, so we just kept that clip beside. We got we all a four, and we serve hate the size of tsunamis. Destroy death, so don't try it. He faster than lightning, and if you get a part of the circle, homie, best grab your Nikes and know that we don't trust your opinion and cash. That don't determine our business. God said that peace and love is our mission. We must not forget it, cause them citizens in the A1A, we stay round and round and we getting it. So don't tell me nothing about peace. Look, don't tell me nothing about love. Bro, don't tell me nothing about where you been, and don't tell me about where you from. Point this track straight to JC. Mojo, yeah, he made that one. A1A, that be my team. 704, y'all got this one.
What's up, everybody? It's your host, Misty Shaylin, and we are back for another edition of Beauty on a Budget. Tonight, we have a phenomenal show. We have two guests, so, man, it's going to be a jam-packed show. But before I jump right into my guests, I have to say special shout-outs to all the people who participated in this weekend's events at the Chicago Ultimate Women's Expo. Yes, that's right. It went down this past weekend, and it was amazing. I got a chance to hear Ms. Nene Leakes speak, and she was phenomenal. She gave out a lot of tips for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and people who are just interested in branding themselves. So that was an amazing weekend. And unfortunately, here in Chicago, it is cold. I have a cold. I am feeling horrible. So I'm jealous when I hear Miss Nikki say it's hot in Cali. I cannot wait to get there. Speaking of which, I will be there October 17th through the 19th. I'm looking forward to getting with all of you all. But without further ado, I want to talk about this week's guest. We have two. We have Lil Grizzly, whose music you just heard. He's a Christian hip-hop artist from the L.A. area. We're going to talk to him tonight about his music and what he has going on, some really positive stuff, which is what this platform is all about. And then we have Miss Plus USA tonight. And she's going to talk to us about some amazing opportunities for you ladies who are interested in joining the pageantry world. So hold tight, and after this commercial break, we'll bring in our first guest.
What's going on, Chicago? It's your very own C. Norman checking in. You're now listening to Beauty on the Budget with the lovely Misty Shaylin. Make sure you keep it locked.
Best Dudes Mobile has something for everyone. Download it free today. Browse the hottest sources on the web for trending styles posted on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Best Dudes. All from the Best Dudes app on your mobile device. Stay up on the latest beauty industry news and salon resources. Best Dudes Mobile has something for everyone. Download it free today.
And we are back, so we're going to jump right in and bring in our first guest. Our first guest, like I said, is a Christian hip-hop artist. You've heard his music. If you've been on my website, I have his music streaming a couple times there. Also, any videos and pictures that he has sent me, I am all about positive energy. So without further ado, Grizzly, is it Little Cub? Are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Talk to me about this name. Where did that come from?
You know, it came from me because since I'm the oldest, but I'm kind of the smallest in height, and I'm the skinniest, so I kind of look like the youngest. So that's where it all started, the little cub part. The Grizzly is the sound, you know, sound cool.
Say that one more time. Grizzly is from what?
I hear it came from me being the skinniest and the smallest out of everybody, but I'm the oldest. But it doesn't, you know, it doesn't go with me.
Okay. So talk to me about your music. I found you on Twitter. I listened to a couple of your songs, and I'm really feeling it. So how did you get into hip hop, and not just hip hop, but Christian hip hop?
Well, first I started out with regular hip hop. I was a big fan of Wiz Khalifa and Wale, and my hip hop, the love of it started with them, and I listened to them, and my writing kind of took form from that. But, once I moved to California, and my mom taught me more about God and reading it for myself instead of, listening to people go do it for yourself and read it for yourself, and it kind of shifted my music. And then she told me about an artist named Lecrae and his entire label. I listened to those artists, and they inspired my music to, instead of just doing hip-hop, do hip-hop for Christ and better someone else's life than just your own.
Okay, that's hot. So do you feel like because you have chosen to do Christian hip-hop, your music isn't as received as well, or you haven't grown to the heights that you wanted to take it to, or how has that helped or hindered you?
I feel like doing Christian hip-hop, it boosted it way, way further than what I was doing before. Before I started doing Christian hip-hop, I would write lyrics, and I went to one club, but I got good reactions, but I didn't get good reactions from people when I was talking about my lyrics and what they meant, because it had no meaning, it had no substance. But now when I hold a conversation with radio hosts or just someone out in the street, they're actually able to learn something from the lyrics when I break it down with them. So I feel like it's better. It's also maturing me and bettering my career as well.
Okay. So now, do you have any upcoming events or any collabs coming up with anyone?
We have a big project coming soon on Matt John with 1017 Records. And then 2015 is going to be a new mixtape featuring some label artists as well as some different producers. So it's going to be a big project coming soon to kind of showcase all the artists that we've worked with, people we've worked with before.
Okay. So now, would you say that you're new in the industry of music, or are you just new to Christian hip-hop? And what advice would you give to someone who's looking to break into the industry?
I would say I'm new to both. I'm new to being a Christian, but I'm also new to the industry. And I would say to anyone who's listening and also wanting to get in the industry and also want to chase Christ at the same time, just be yourself and be unashamed as well. And when I say unashamed, that means you stand for what you believe and you do it no matter what. No matter if they're against you or they're with you, you just be yourself and you just get it done.
Okay. Now, where can people find your music if they want to purchase or just listen to it? You know, I have it streaming on Beauty on a Budget. You're one of my featured artists. But outside of that, where could they find your music?
You guys can go get the free mixtape off of DatPiff, the 818 Takeover. That's free on there. You can find the music on Reverb Nation and SoundCloud under Gregory Lowcub. And it's also free on there. I'm not charging for any of the music on there as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. Tell them one more time in case they didn't catch it.
You guys can go get all the free music from DatPiff. That's where you can get the full mixtape, the 818 Takeover. You can also get free singles and tracks from SoundCloud and Reverb Nation under Grizzly Lowcub.
Okay. So the first song we heard, I didn't say what it was. What was the first song and the name of that one?
That one was Trap Still, produced by Ethan Mojo.
Okay. And what was the surroundings in making you all produce that, or how do you all come up with your lyrics for your music?
That one, I couldn't even tell you. That one, I was just now learning. That was my first song, and I was just now learning how to do hip-hop and infuse Christian lyrics with it. So pretty much that was just like random thoughts and everything that was just thrown down into lyrics onto that.
Okay. Well, we're going to play one more of your songs, and I would like to thank you so much for contacting me on Twitter. I'm going to keep up with you and follow up with you in your coming endeavors, and I am going to continue to promote your positive music, and we're going to play one more tune. But I would like to thank you so very much for coming on the show today. And like I said, I'm going to keep up with you. So for those of you who heard all of his links, I'm going to play one more song from him, and you already heard one previously. So if you like that, you're feeling his music. He's already given you all the links to find him. He's also on, I know you're on Twitter. Are you on Facebook as well?
Yes, I am. I'm the Grizzly Lowcub. That's where they can find the artist page. And you can also get free stuff from there as well.
Okay, cool. All right, so we'll be right back after this brief commercial break.
Mojo on the track.
S-I-T-T-A-Z-E-N. Running to my God, because he saved us from the end.
For the gentlemen's club, we know they want us to fall, but God gave us the love. Some of them came in their ball, came in their fuss. Said we gon' get you with God and show these women some love. Hear what we sayin' for God's word in rotation. That when them girlies approach him, you let them know you ain't playing. And when them don't start approaching, man, you just done them like Satan. Don't start approaching, man, you just done them like Satan. We singin' the villains and rebels, we learn
love.
Teaching the city about love. Rapping and praying, don't make mistakes and mistaken. My God will murder all Satan, so
man up.
Straight for your heart with real love. Dripping with passion, so soak up. Mama been telling me, don't let them touch you. Come taught me, my God was one for us, so one thus.
What you saying, cuz?
Tired of seeing these little thugs.
What you saying, cuz?
Time is young and step up.
What you saying, cuz?
God is great, take the 818, prepare us for war and step up. I'm one piece of dirt, you one piece of dirt. That's one thing we made from.
Hey.
We all have a heart, we all need love. I don't care what part you from.
S-I-T-T-A-Z-E-N. Running to my God, cuz he saved us from the end.
Tell me nothing. nothing, don't tell me nothing. God'll make a way. Change your heart, boy, change your heart. It could all be done today. Why you worry about tomorrow if we in it for the day? Worry about the show if you in it for a pay? Why you worry about the snow if we only getting rain? If you spending all your soul, say goodbye to all your pain. Never ever looking back, you speed in this race. Love all on the map, thanking God for his grace. A18 on full attack, all up in the A18. You're not in it for God, man, you about to lose your place. Not safe, back at it, light being shows the name of the plan. Don't matter if you out there selling all of them grams. Uncle Sam, no man, stopping his plans. Cause he's taking back everything that Rose is left. Send me, I'll go, we all playing some roles. Learn God was the truth at the end of my road. Got faith in Christ, don't need me your phone. Cause when it's time to go, I know he'll show me where to go. I'm one piece of dirt, you one piece of dirt. One thing we made from. We all have a heart, we all need love. I don't care what part you from. S-I-T-T-A-V-E-N. Running to my God, cause he saved us from the end.
And we are back. For those of you who just tuned in, we just spoke with Little Grizzly Club, Christian hip-hop artist from L.A., and he gave us all of his links where you can find his music. The song we just heard was called Hard Truth. If you missed this interview and you're just tuning in, you can find his music and his links and everything else on Beauty on a Budget talkradio.com. He's one of the featured artists. When you click the link, you can also hear music from a variety of other artists who have sent me their music. But without further ado, we have Miss Plus USA on the line, and I'm so excited to hear from her. When she contacted me this week, I had no idea what she was even talking about, so I've spent so much time doing my research, and this is actually a huge thing. I don't know where I've been. I feel like I've been under a rock. So without further ado, 2014 Plus Women's USA, are you on the line?
Hey, Missy, how are you?
I am good, Diva. How are you?
I am great. I'm so, so excited to be on the call and to be speaking to everyone. My name is April Biggs, and I am Plus USA Woman, representing the official Plus USA competition. And like Misty said, when we chatted this week, you know, both of us are curvy, confident, classy women. So I was very excited to just tell her about the official Plus USA competition, which is a competition for women and teens ages 14 through 40. And so most of us, when we think about pageantry, we think it's kind of just, you know, you show up in a gown and then you get scored and you get a crown and you go home. And Plus USA is absolutely nothing like that. So there's several different components to the competition. The young ladies have an interview that they need to do. There's an opening number. And we're actually one of the few plus-size competitions that even have a fitness wear component. So I think in that regard, Plus USA is vanguard. We totally stand apart, and we stand miles above, I feel like, all of the rest, simply because we are curvy, confident, classy women, but we are very much focused on health and wellness. And then in addition to the evening gown competition, we also have an it factor, which allows other competitors who are, you know, going through competition week the ability to actually showcase who they really are. So it's a pretty well-rounded week.
Okay. So I just saw over the weekend they had, what was it, Miss America? I'm trying to
We did, yeah, Miss America. Well, Miss America was yesterday.
Okay,
yes,
so
that's not us, but that's different.
Is that the format of your competition, or is it totally different, or because they have like a singing component and all of that? Do you all have the same setup, or is it?
So, yeah, so that's a completely different system. So every single system is different, right? So I would tell any young woman who's interested in competing to go to www.officialplususa.com and check us out. But there, once you click on the apply section, you're able to actually see what the different components are. So just really quick again, those components are an interview, which is about 15% of your score. There's a fitness wear component. And again, Plus USA is the only organization that has that, and so that's about 30%. Of course there's an evening gown competition because who doesn't want to feel and look amazing in their gown? And then there's an it factor, which is 10%.
Okay. So you all have something that's coming up for women who want to enter the competition. Could you tell them how they can do that and what's necessary?
Sure, I'd love to.
Okay.
So right now, up until the 17th, we're offering a discounted pre-registration. And so some of our listeners may say, well, why would I even want to enter the official Plus USA competition? What's the benefit? If you're a curvy, classy, confident woman, ages 14 through 40, who's really interested in standing above the crowd and has a cause that you just want to promote on a national level, you need to really check out officialplususa.com because this is your opportunity to do what you already do on a state level on a national level. And so up until the 17th of September, we're offering a $99 pre-registration, which also gives you $200 off of the overall total for registration. Now, I don't know about you, but I love a discount. And so if I were entering this year and I hadn't won, I would definitely take advantage of that. Additionally, women who enter now, they go ahead and they secure their state delegate title. So don't be a late person. You know, this is one time that you definitely want to grab the bull by the horns and go ahead and register early.
Okay, and now where does this competition take place? I'm assuming that you have women from all over applying to do this. Where will the actual competition take place, or is it a different place every year?
So this coming year for 2015, the key dates that anyone who's interested would need to keep in mind, so write this down. You will be in Seattle August 12th through the 15th. So that's when the actual competition week takes place. And it's not just you come and you compete. Again, it's a full, robust week. Many of the women who competed and the young teams that competed, had the ability to actually go through workshops on modeling, on how to present themselves and build up their social media number. They learned, you know, how to actually present themselves. A lot of them had the ability to do some networking with key people in the plus-size industry. So, again, like I said, I can't say enough amazing things about the official Plus USA competition, but for anyone who's not totally sold on our conversation today, again, they can always go check out officialplususa.com.
Okay. So what is your, I think you explained to me, your charge? Is that or your platform?
Yeah, that
was your mission.
Okay.
I'm trying to get the right key word here.
It's okay. It's totally okay. So okay. What we call our personal passion, we call it a platform. So you got that right. So my platform for the year is Proud to Be Me. And the reason why I chose that platform is because I wanted to pick something that resonated with me and allowed me to have a voice and a way to speak to other women that I felt was very real and very true. I can remember a time in my life where I wasn't happy to be a plus-size young lady. It was hard to find clothes. I didn't like who I was. I felt like it was hard to date. You know, all of those things that people have just, all of the different stigmas that come with being a plus-size person, I felt like I was so entrenched in. And over a couple of years, I finally fell in love with who I was, and I was like, you know what, I'm not less than anyone. You know, I'm amazing, I'm smart, I'm doing amazing things in my community, and so hate it or love it, this is me. And it's so crazy that once I actually started to love who I was, things for me began to shift, and the way that I related to people and the way that people related to me changed. And so that's the reason why I chose that particular platform.
Okay, but just to choose a platform to apply for this, to go through all of the rigorous thing and then to win, that's totally, you know, you're taking it all the way to the next level. So how does that feel?
It's crazy. It's insane. It's cathartic. It's like Black Friday, Christmas, and New Year's Eve on 42nd Street in New York City all at the same time with fireworks.
Okay.
I mean, our Miss Plus USA queen who we actually have three different divisions. So she represents the 20 through 30 division as well as our Teen Plus USA Queen, and she's 19 years old. They can tell you the number of hours that they studied and researched and rehearsed and interviewed. And, I mean, there was a lot of time, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears put into that win. So it's not just we're going to show up and kind of hope for the best. People are researching current events. They're actually going out and making appearances in their community. They're finding ways that they can actually be active and be productive and to let people know that, hey, I'm here, and this is what is important to me, and I'm two hands, and I want to help you. So, like I said earlier, it's an amazing experience, but at the end of the day, all three of us are civil servants. Our primary goal is to give ourselves to the causes that we represent in the communities that we live and in the communities that we serve. And so as a national queen, my community is global, right? And so instead of just doing work in New York or doing work in Connecticut or New Jersey, now everywhere I go is my community. So if I go visit my family in North Carolina, I've got my crowd and my sash in my bag, and I'm saying what's going on in the city so that I can let people know that Plus USA Woman is here and she's here to work.
Wow, that's amazing. So now what? Now that you've won, now what? What happens next?
So it hasn't even been a month yet that we've actually had our competition and that we've had our titles. But like I said, for my particular focus, I've already made, I think this is probably my 12th appearance. So like I said, I've got my hands in the ground, and I'm working. I'm finding ways in my community to actually go out and speak to young women, to talk about body positivity, to talk about loving who they are, to talk about achieving their goals. Our other two queens are doing the same thing. They just came back from camps where they were talking to young kids about celiac, that's Miss Plus USA's platform, or Mackenzie Barnes was also at a couple of fairs. She's the Teen Plus USA queen, and her platform is early childhood education, and Mackenzie loves to read. So she's always looking for an opportunity to inspire young kids on why they need to be picking up books and reading and not necessarily tweeting or on Instagram or, you know, on Facebook. So the next step is really to just spend the next year entrenched in our platforms, you know, answering questions for other young ladies who are interested in the official Plus USA competition and speaking to amazing people like you, right, who don't necessarily know about the official Plus USA competition and getting the words out to potential entrants or even sponsors who may be listening. We have room for them as well.
Okay. So now you know this is Beauty on a Budget, and you've talked to us about how it may be hard to find clothes that are plus size and that look good. So I have to ask you, what would be your tip for anyone listening who is looking to maintain their flyness and stay within their budget?
So it's so funny. Like I did what I'm about to tell you when I was back in college, and I just had the opportunity to do this with a couple of women that are actually in the official Plus USA competition. But one of my favorite things to do is clothes swap. So if you know someone who shops at the places that you shop and wears kind of like the same size that you would wear, what you can do is just go through your clothes and look, seriously, be honest about things that you probably haven't worn in 6 months to a year, or as some of us may not like to admit, you know, don't necessarily flatter us anymore. And pull all those clothes out, put them in a box, and mail them. Speak to your girlfriend and say, hey, you know, I'm looking for a couple of things like this, or I remember that dress that you wore, and you've taken 20 pictures in it, so you can't wear it anymore. You need to send that to me. So that's a way for you to get a brand-new wardrobe virtually for free. And I've done that several times, and I now have a new full wardrobe of evening gowns, bodycon dresses, shirts, cute little Saturday dresses to go out to brunch. I mean, it was, like I said, it was like Christmas. You know, your box comes and you're like, yay, I'm so excited. And that costs you postage. I mean, and that's, the cost of postage might be $17 if you have to send something like we did from New York to Seattle. But you can't get a shirt for $20. And you probably got you know, a couple of shirts, a couple of dresses for the cost of postage. You can't beat that, Misty.
You're right. So we need to swap because I saw some stuff on Instagram that I think I need. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming on. Give out your information for anyone who wants to contact you or a way for people
sure.
to get in contact with the official Plus USA. And
sure.
I know you're coming to Chicago, so you can tell them about that as well.
I will. So you can find me via officialplususa.com, and there's a contact us link. And an email will be sent to our national office, and so you can find me if you're interested in having me come and speak or if you're interested in some other media requests. Or, again, if you're a sponsor and you'd like to get involved with officialplususa.com, there's tons of opportunities for you to do so, and so we'd love your support that way. So, as Misty mentioned, our CEO is actually being honored as the Curvy Icon of the Year, of course, right? Latasha Haskins is an amazing woman with an amazing vision and an amazing heart. And so I'm so excited to see her and to support her in this honor. And so the Curvy Icon Awards will take place in, I can't pronounce it, Misty. It's Tassa, I believe that's how you say it, Illinois. And I'll be there. And I think you said that you were going to come out as well, right?
Yep, I'll be there.
Okay, so at least I get a chance to hug you and squeeze you in person after this call.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, and that is our time for the show. Thank you all for listening. We have Ms. Judge Maybelline on the line who is going to be up next behind us, and I don't want to keep her waiting. So thank you all for tuning in tonight. You all know how to find me, beautyonabudget.com, or you can find the hottest hair extensions, hairbyshalynn.com. You can always reach out to Ms. Nikki Rich, and if you missed anything about this show, the link will be posted on the website. So thank you all for tuning in, and good night.
This your boy TJ Mafioso.
And this is Fresco DeFerro.
And you tuned in to Misty Shayland with Beauty on the Budget.
And you are now listening to our new single, Cooler.
All right, you're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show, and we are jamming to Katy Perry right now. We're excited because it's such an honor to bring on our next guest. I want everybody to call in and talk with Judge Maybelline Ephraim at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. I also want to let you know we got a new segment. We're unrolling out today, Body by Gwen. We're excited. We're going to be talking with Miss Gwen Bolden Smith. So we want everybody to stay tuned, keep it locked in, and that's at 6:15. So right now, with no further ado, we'd like to bring in the guests and enjoy the show. I don't want to keep our guests holding on any longer. So with no further ado, we would like to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Judge Maybelline Ephraim. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Nikki. I'm glad to be on.
Yes, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Most definitely. Well, we're excited about the premiere coming up, so we're going to go ahead and get started and talk about that, Justice with Judge Maybelline. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I have a new television show, Justice with Judge Maybelline, premiering September 15th. It's syndicated across the nation. You'll have to check the local listings for your area. I am back doing what I do best,
yes.
Dispensing justice.
Most definitely, and we are so excited. I tell you, you know, working on, we got the premiere coming up. You also have your new book out as well, Life Lessons. As well, so talk about that. Just give us a little information on regards to that.
Well, my book is Judge Maybelline's Life Lessons, 52 Tools for Weekly Living. It's not a new book. It's been out a while. I'm working on the second book, which should be out before the end of the year, Look Deep Before You Leap. The Life Lessons are 52 basic lessons to help you live and live better, to guide your life and relationship issues, making decisions about all kinds of things in your life. And so it's just my tools based upon life experiences, based upon my work as a judge and a lawyer. And I think it's a very helpful tool.
Now, how are you balancing all this out with the show and your books that you're working on and even being honored for different awards? How do you manage to balance all this out? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I hear you now.
I was saying, how are you managing to balance out from the award shows, the awards you're being received, as well as from the writings of your books, as well as from the TV show?
Well, I just started the TV show. We just started taping again. I've had 7 years to work on getting my book as well as my foundation. I don't tape every day. It's a matter of budgeting your time, which is one of the lessons of Maybelline. So I try to practice my own life lesson.
That is awesome. I tell you, you're such an inspiration, and you have so many accolades behind you, and you're in a community. You're just everywhere, and you're inspiration to us all here because I don't know if you know this, but my background was in criminal justice as well. That's why I said we had to have you on, because it's another passion, what I love to do, and it's just an inspiration. You just don't know how, you know, everybody's watching you and just seeing how you work and just your moves that you make. Not only is you doing what you love, you're doing everything that you want to do, you know?
Yeah,
and
I
love
what
that.
I love to. Yeah, television is something I like television because it's a larger medium to allow me to do the thing, the one thing that I like to do best, and that is to communicate with people and to share and to try to uplift people, to motivate, to stimulate, to educate, and I get a chance to do all of that while I also entertain. So I'm very happy for the opportunity to do so, and I'm enjoying every bit of it.
Most definitely.
So
and I don't know if these...
For me, I'm sorry.
And I don't know if everybody knows this, but this has been your childhood dream since you was 13.
That's right, the practice of law. And so I am honored to be able to have fulfilled a childhood dream, and fortunately I fulfilled a number of them. You know, I've been able to travel to a lot of places I wanted to travel, meet a lot of people I wanted to meet, so it's been a great journey.
Most definitely. So coming up for the premiere, what else can we expect September the 13th?
September 15th, the show premieres Monday, September 15th, Justice with Judge Maybelline. If you're in the Los Angeles area, it will be seen on KDOC, KDOC television at 10 a.m. So set your dials. I'm asking you to host some preview parties at your home with your friends and loved ones if you'd like. Tweet me at Judge Maybelline. Let me know how you're enjoying the show. They also send me and like me on Facebook, Judge Maybelline Ephraim. And I'm also on Instagram, Judge Maybelline. So keep in touch with me. Let me know that you like what you think about the show. Pass the word on Let's work together to make this a great show. I want to do another 7 years minimum. And
most
we can keep it going for more than that if we can.
And I want everybody to also that's listening in to know that you also have the Maybelline Ephraim Foundation where they can go and donate as well, your nonprofit as well, if anybody want to be a part of that.
And our nonprofit foundation is all about the community again. Our motto is stronger families, educated minds, financial empowerment equals better communities. So we start with trying to build the family, a strong foundation with the family. We work with fathers to try to keep them paying child support, make sure they're keeping a good relationship with their children and understanding that despite the divorce, they have to maintain a relationship with their children. We're working with the schools and providing educational programs for a middle school, Perry Middle School in Gardena and Jefferson High School. We do SAT preparation. We do tutorial programs. We take them on outings, cultural outings, to introduce them to the finer things of life as well as cultural matters. We have scholarships we provide for high school graduates, then the financial empowerment, and we do seminars on budgeting and finance and home management and purchasing the first home, savings accounts, et cetera. So it's a full-service community nonprofit organization. The Maybelline Ephraim Foundation, we welcome volunteers. Once a year we do a big brunch called Honoring Unsung Fathers, where fathers are nominated from the community and honored by their wives and children and other loved ones and coworkers. So we invite you to go on our website and check that out, and you may have a father in mind that you would like to nominate. We have 5 different categories. The event is held on Father's Day each year. So in addition to Justice with Judge Maybelline airing Monday, September 15th, check your local listings. But for those of you in Los Angeles, that's KDOC, KDOC, at 10 a.m. Monday, September 15th. Set your dials. Don't want to miss it. It's going to be an interesting show. The judge is back in full swing.
Yes.
This time
yes,
I'm not limited to family law mess. So we're going to talk about everything.
Yes, and we are excited about that, too. And I tell you, I'm just so pumped up about it. And I do want to go into, too, not only are you just here nationally, but you're internationally. You're also the co-owner of the Jubilee Guest House and Bed and Breakfast in Johannesburg, South Africa, as well. I wanted to go into that as well because I think, it's just amazing just to see you, not only working here but there as well, and that's pretty huge because we have to give back, and it's important, and I love that because that's one of my favorite places.
Yeah, I own that bed and breakfast in conjunction with 2 other women. We've had it for about 7 years now. We were able to employ South African natives as well as provide a great place of comfort and relaxation for those who travel over to South Africa. So it's been a wonderful experience, and invite you to join us. It's Jubilani Guest House, Jubilane. Check us out on the website.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I tell you, I just thank you for taking out the time to just keep us updated and let us know what's going on with Judge Maybelline Ephraim. And we are looking forward to the premiere as well. Will you be having a red carpet premiere?
Well, I don't know if it's red carpet because I'm having a premiere party for close friends and family.
Okay.
I tend to be, I'm more of a family person and close friends. I love red carpet events, but this one I want people that are near and dear to me to come and join me on the first episode, and I want my minister there to pray the blessing over it. So this one is
yes,
pretty private.
Lord. Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me?
I love that you said that because, here at the Nikki Rich Show, we put God first here in everything we do.
Yes, we certainly do. That's what I do.
Yes, ma'am. And that's important. I tell you, he's just gotten us along the way. And it's just amazing. Like, I know you come from divorce court to now have your own, you know, justice. That's amazing. You know, it's branching out. You know, I love that. And it's just a blessing.
Yeah. That's what I like. The doors are opening, so we want to keep the doors open, and we want to open some more doors.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what else? Is there anything else you would like to share with the listeners? Are there any last words or anything like that?
Well, just as Judge Maybelline has said, for the last 12 years since you've known me on divorce court, remember now when you're getting ready to go into a relationship, look deep before you leap.
Thank you so much. Now, if anybody wanted to learn more.
And tune in for September 15th, K-Docs, if you're in Los Angeles. But check your local listings all over the United States. It's syndicated. We're airing that first show September 15th. Follow me on Twitter at Judge Maybelline. Like me on Facebook, Judge Maybelline Ephraim. And I'm also on Instagram, Judge Maybelline.
Thank you so much. Yes,
all right,
ma'am.
Thank you.
And you have a blessed one, and congratulations to you on your success. And you're welcome back anytime.
I'll be back.
Thank you. God bless.
Hey, yo, Jason.
Oh, yes.
Say something to her. Holla at her.
I got one question. How'd you fit all that in them jeans? You know what to do with that big fat butt.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Just a little bit of
patty cake, with no hands. Got me in this club making wedding plans. If I take pictures while you do your dance, I can make you famous on Instagram. Hot damn it, woo, your booty like two planets. Woo, go ahead and go ham sandwich. Woo, whoa, I can't stand it. You know what to do with that big fat butt.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Just a little bit of.
That trunk, let's take a shot, alley-oop that dunk. Tired of working at 9 to 5. Well, baby, let me come and change your life. Hot damn it, woo, your booty like two planets. Woo, go ahead and go ham sandwich. Woo, boy, I can't stand it. You know what to do with that big fat butt.
Oh, yeah. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Mama gave you, misbehave you. I just wanna strip you, dip you, flip you, bubble babe you. What they do, taste my raindrops cable. Now what you will and what you want and what you may do. Completely separated till I deeply penetrate it. Then I take it out and wipe it off. Eat it, ate it, love it, hate it. Overstated, underrated, everywhere I've been. Can you wiggle, wiggle for the B-O-double-G again?
Come on, baby.
Future behind you.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. Yes, we're rocking it out Wiggle. That was Snoop Dogg and Jason Derulo getting it in. Oh, man, just had that exclusive interview with the one and only, the Honorable Judge Maybelline Ephraim. A great interview we got a chance to talk about today's premiere. Yay! Congratulations, Judge Maybelline, on Justice. Yes. So also, I do want to let everybody that's tuned in know that you can rock it out with the Nikki Rich Show Monday through Wednesday from 5 to 7 Pacific Standard Time as well as 8 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. We are a syndicated radio show. We're also on TV networks, TV cable channel, social networks as well, Avio TV, as well as Renegade Revolt. We got that app going on. Be ready for the moment. I do want to let you guys know, too, that if you want to partake in join the Nikki Rich Show Network, all you got to do is send us your information and email us your bio, your resume, pictures to thenikkirichshow@gmail.com. Once again, thenikkirichshow@gmail.com. If you would like to donate to the Nikki Rich Show, because we do need your help, we're growing, we're expanding, we have a TV broadcast and a radio broadcast, so we need so much help. So if you would like to donate, you can. NikkiRich79@gmail.com is our link for our donations, as well as it's our PayPal link, that is. Also, you could just email us and say, hey, I want to donate, thenikkirichshow@gmail.com. If you would like to be a sponsor or if you would like to have advertised on the Nikki Rich Show Network, too, you can do it all the same. Log on to our official website, thenikkirichshow.com, and keep rocking with the Nikki Rich Show, man. We're growing. We're expanding. We got so many things going on. Just this weekend, whew, let me start it off. We have had a long weekend. I think it was a four-day weekend of events. Thursday, we started with Pass the Torch with, say, Kiara Renee, Miss Kiara Renee, featuring clothing line Cooper 9. As well as one of the features was of Cooper 9 was Gianni C.J. Valentino, which is one of our hosties. So he was featured in Pass the Torch fashion show in Hollywood, California at the Rain Nightclub. It was an amazing show. Andre was there. So many music executives. Andre Russell. So many executives was out. Who else did I say was there? We had Mikey Starr, which was celebrity makeup artist out there. A lot of models. A lot of brands, just a lot of brands in general. And, you know, the Nikki Rich Show was live on the red carpet, along with Lion's Den Productions. And, I mean, I tell y'all, we've been going. And on Saturday, we got a chance to be at the African Oscars, the NAFCA African Oscars. It was beyond amazing. I cannot even tell you. We had so many exclusive interviews. We got a chance to interview Miss Kalita Smith of the Bernie Mac Show. She was the wife and the mother on the Bernie Mac Show. We got a chance to interview Miss Jennifer Lee Robinson. Major shout out to her. We got a chance to interview actress Katie Albert as well. So many actresses and actors. We got a chance to see the King of Africa. One of the Kings of Africa. It was truly amazing. I was right beside the King, so it was an honor just to talk to the King. We also got a chance to interview so many people, take pictures, take up actor Jacob Lawrence. You might know him as the father in Jackson 5. I can go on and on and on. It was just beyond amazing. We interviewed Miss Diane as well of Africa. So much. So we want everybody to stay tuned because these are major and exclusive interviews. So we want everybody to check those out as well. and stay locked in to our website, thenickyrichshow.com. That's where everything is, and we're going to keep you guys updated at thenickyrichshow.com. You can go see all the news, all the features. We feature artists on our site, so if you want to get featured, we can send you the information on that as well. And what I mean by feature, we put your logo on the site. We can do your videos, your music, any business as well. You want to get that exposure here at thenickyrichshow.com, you can do it like that. We have blogs that you can go to as well. Everything is linked to our official website. I also want to tell everybody a little bit about the Nicki Rich Show. As well, some people are like, well, what is the Nicki Rich Show about? What is it about? The Nicki Rich Show, we're basically just about helping others and expanding the brands as well. We want everybody to expand their brands, and we're going to do that by helping one another and growing together. We interview so many people. We interview celebrities. We interview artists. We interview sports athletes. We interview trainers, fashion stylists, fashion designers. We do a lot of interviewing, whether it's in the studio, on the red carpet. We just make sure we spread the word, you know, helping others build their brand. That is the key for the Nicki Rich Show. We've had exclusive interviews with so many artists. On the independent side, we've had Blind Fury, an independent artist. We've had our major interviews. You just heard Jay Maloney from. We've interviewed Judge Alex of Judge TV, Judge Lauren Lake. You know, we've interviewed not only them, but we've also interviewed our Olympians as well. Kelly Wells of the 2012 Olympic Olympian. She's a Brian Millis and actresses. Kiki Palmer, I'm sorry. Kiki Palmer was an exclusive interview we did, and congrats to her because now she's the first Black Cinderella on Broadway. Yay, go Kiki. So that was a great interview. We've interviewed Barbara Walters on Broadway, as well as Candy Burris on Broadway, Kenny Spelling, and I can go on and on and on, but that's just to name a few that we've interviewed. It's been great so far, and I'm excited, I'll tell you, you know. We're about to take a quick break, though. We're going to take a quick break, a commercial break, and then we're going to come back because we have coming up our next segment. We're going to be rolling out, and we're excited about it, and that's Body by Gwen. So we want everybody to stay tuned and keep it locked. It's the Nicki Rich Show.
Best Dudes Mobile has something for everyone. Download it free today. Browse the hottest sources on the web for trending styles posted on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Best Dudes. All from the Best Dudes app on your mobile device. Stay up on the latest beauty industry news and salon resources. Best Dudes Mobile has something for everyone. Download it free today.
All right, I want everybody to check out Best Dudes Mobile. Go to bestdudes.com. Support the movement. Amazing. Shout out to Miss Lori. Everybody go support the movement. Also, it's that time. Yay, it's that time. We are rolling out today a new segment I'm very excited about because I got a chance to work with Miss Gwen Bolden Smith of Body by Gwen. She's a celebrity fitness trainer and instructor out here in Hollywood. And she has been, I'll tell you, everybody knows Miss Gwen. And she has been amazing. We got a chance to have an exclusive interview with her that's not released yet. But it was a great, great and amazing interview. So, you know, I'm excited. With no further ado, I don't want to keep Miss Gwen Bolden Smith holding on. So with no further ado, we would like to welcome the new segment to the Nikki Rich Show Network, Body by Gwen. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Nikki, and all your listeners out there. How are you doing on this hot as Hades day in Southern California? How are you?
I am great. I'm great. It's so crazy because, you know, speaking of hot, I mean, just within, I say, a week or so, I'm like, oh, my goodness. It feels like my feet are on fire. You know how you walk in with flip-flops or everything is just hot, hot.
Yeah, you've been on the scene. I've seen you.
Yes, yes. It's been amazing, amazing day, amazing week. But we're excited to have you and bring you on board to the Nikki Rich Show Network as an exclusive, you know, and just talk with you today so we can get everybody familiar with Body by Gwen.
Okay.
So,
well, you know.
Yay.
Yay. Well, look, first and foremost, I want everyone, look, be excited about fitness. I know none of us want to work out, but guess what? This is the only true home that you have, that body you live in. And I am not going to say that you need to be a size zero to be healthy, because that is a true, it's a false, it's not even real. But what I want everyone to be is happy and fit and healthy. I want everyone to be at their very best. And again, you know, I'm going to talk about, when it's my segment, I will be talking about how to eat healthier, Nikki. I'm going to talk about my private one-on-one sessions that I, you know, that I have out there. I have semi-private, which are two or more individuals. And then, Nikki, lately I've been doing what I call private boot camps, which are a boot camp, like I'll have a bridal party that's like, we want to get ready for so-and-so's wedding. So five of us ladies want to work out every Saturday. And I've just decided to add that to one of my, you know, programs, actually a repertoire of my fitness courses that I allow and, excuse me, that I offer. But, you know, the majority of the people, they know me, Body by Gwen. So I'm working with Cherie Fletcher from Hollywood Exes, Nicole Murphy back in the day, and, you know, a few other celebrities. I've worked with Smokey Robinson's wife. I tend to work with those that are a little older because, you know, Nikki, I'm going to turn the lovely 50 in a couple of months, and God has truly preserved me. And my segments, I just want individuals to know that it doesn't matter when you start, but just start. I know that whether you're a teenager or a seasoned adult, meaning one that's maybe even hitting senior citizen stage, at that point in time, you want to feel good. It's all about living life to the fullest. Southern California affords us so much. We have beautiful weather at the beach. We have the mountains. And with me and my clients, we do everything. You know, I work with a lot of owners of businesses out here in Burbank, Glendale, some individuals out there in Los Angeles. But again, it's all about individuals knowing that they can contact me and get their food plan. Learning how to eat healthier as an African-American woman, as a mother, a single mother, for those that are single parents, for children that are at home by themselves, they need to know, how can I eat healthier? You know, the televisions are what are raising the children now today. And every time I look at the TV, Nikki, I see the generation of individuals where they look like they're extra fit and fabulous, and our younger generation thinks, well, I have to eat like this to look like this, and they're not getting all of the information. And when I say that is, I don't want individuals taking various supplements that are for their heart, meaning if you take some of these diuretics that some of the individuals on television that we see to look so quote-unquote lean and fit, they're taking medicines and they're staying hydrated. Well, a young individual watching these individuals, will just look at the television and go, I want to look like this. Google, what are they taking, without knowing that there are side effects, meaning you have to drink enough water. Is that good for my body type? What, you know, what's in my history of my family for health and, you know, some of the health issues that my family may have, whether it's high blood pressure, heart disease. So I'm going to just touch on so many different levels during my segment, how to exercise properly, how to dress properly for exercise. You want stuff that holds you in and makes you feel good as you're working out. And again, working out with me, it's never going to look like, oh, I dread this. It's going to be exciting. You know why? Because you're fit and fabulous no matter where you're at in life. You're fit and fabulous because you're listening to this segment. You're fit and fabulous because God has predestined you to hear this segment. And you're fit and fabulous because you want to make a difference. And that does not mean you have to diet. D-I-E-N-A-T is not a good word, but I choose the word life changes. You want to maybe change your portions. You may eat some of the same things, but change the portion size. See, you don't have to throw it all away, but you do if you eat foods that are not, you know, I know I'm not supposed to eat the whole pizza, which I did on Saturday. I had to get my bottom up and go run the mountain at 6 a.m. because I knew I wanted that pizza. So there are different things that you do to compromise and make it work for you. Most importantly, especially for us ladies, understand that it's a process. Don't look in the mirror and say where you're not, but look in the mirror and say where you are. God has already made you wonderfully and perfectly, just out of his image. So I want individuals to know that I may not be as far as I'd like to be, but thank God I'm not where I used to be. So that's just some of the stuff that I have to offer, Ms. Nikki. Like I said, I have food plans. I work with a nutritionist. I offer semi-private, which is two or more people training. You can have your own private classes. I offer classes out here in the valley, out here in Granada Hills, Porto Ranch area. I have classes for students that are in college. Everything is always workable financially. I'm not one of those trainers that believes that. I believe that fitness should be affordable for everyone, and you make it work. And I just look forward to assisting the women with beauty questions such as, you know, why do I drink much more water? Why is it important that I, you know, put a moisturizer on my skin? How am I eating? Because all of that is a big factor. We are out here I know you were out there on that red carpet doing great things, pool parties. You are doing great things. And we all want to feel fabulous, you know. That's my key goal, is to make women feel beautiful inside and out, and wherever I can assist, that's what I want to do.
Most definitely, and we're so excited to have you here because, like I said, the key here is branding, and we want to succeed while building brands. And the best way to do it is have featured brands on our network. And, you know, just watch it unfold and see how everything blossoms. That's why we're here. Yeah. Your brand is amazing, like I said, in itself. And I love that you do have affordable rates for people, for those who want to be able to afford a celebrity trainer. But you also have your corporate rates as well for everybody. You know, it's affordable for everybody. And you got to know, you got to pay to play. So
right.
If you want a service, because that's what it is, it's a service, then,
correct,
you know, if you got the budget and it's right, then you'll connect with those who need that,
correct,
service. But if you,
right,
do
and
not,
you know,
have it, then don't reach out.
Exactly. And, you know, God always wants us to rise above. So sometimes we have to sacrifice. Nikki, I will tell my husband, look, I don't have money to give you for the Department of Water and Power. You know it's high this month. It's 107 out here where I'm at. But, honey, I had no problem dropping a couple, you know what, at a boutique. So we all pick and choose where we want to spend our money. And, you know, when they go to my website, bodybygwen.com, the rates may look a little astronomical for some. But at the top, Nikki, I even put, please ask for the specials, training specials, because you would be amazed. I have classes. I have some training midday sessions from $25 on up to 100 and something. It just depends. And, again, I care about the people. I work with a great team. And, again, for me, I just want to give my gift of inspiration, motivation, and bring out everyone's best, because just because I may look like a certain way doesn't mean I'm always healthy. And we pick and choose. You know, some people may overeat, some people undereat, some people drink too much, some people don't drink enough, whether it's good or bad. But you know what? It's all about connecting with the right people. When you want a job, Nikki, and you want to be promoted on your job, what do? You go in early, you stay late. Well, when you want your body to change, you have to tweak some things. You have to make sacrifices. And, hey, you're only as good as what you sacrifice and what you put in place for you to retire. I'm not turning 50 looking the same way by just saying, okay, well, I'll do it tomorrow. I have to be my best representation of myself because this is my business, and I take it seriously. Yes, I have great, quote-unquote, freaky genetics. I have the best genetics in the world, and I never downplay that, but I can be honest and tell you that I may have a six-pack, but I have 4 degenerative discs on the right side, and I have asthma. But I can't allow those situations to stop me, because you know what? If I put on weight, it's going to hurt my back even more. And if I don't work through some of the difficulty, some of the stuff that bothers me, the breathing, like I can't go out and work out in this heat now, but wisdom says do all things and do all things in order, right? So there's a time and a place. And you do the best you can. One thing we can learn to do is control our eating. I have a lot of clients that just journal me. They send me their eating plan. I'm starting webinars where, you know, they can have their own. We can Skype a workout. So when my clients are out traveling, or if you just want to get some tips, you know, I have that. I will have, again, the meal plans, because eating is everything. And understanding why we are maybe not eating enough or maybe overeating. It doesn't matter, but I just want everyone to know that when it comes to Body by Gwen, no one's a loser. You already fit in fabulous. Be excited about the new you. And I just look really, really forward to being part of the Nikki Rich, my God, I just want to call it a kingdom, because what you're doing, Nikki, you are just really allowing individuals to be at their best. You're sharing your knowledge, your craft, your gifting, and I mean, who would not want to be plugged in? For those that are even thinking about, how can I take my business farther and further, I suggest you contact Nikki. I mean, she has a price for everyone. And if you're not familiar with investing in yourself like this, well, it may look like it's ridiculous. But you know what? If you write down the vision and make it plain, you sow that seed, you allow God to make the increase, you will be amazed at what people God put you in connection with. So I'm truly excited. You know, I mean, if you don't want to do workout, that's fine, but be excited. I'm just so grateful to be a part of your team.
Because it's reaching all new levels and a different audience than what you had before. And, you know, we've been working together just within us the past 2 months. And it's been great. And we're reaching a whole new audience. You know, sometimes we get in our comfort zone, and it's time to make that extra step, you know, to touch that extra step and make that leap. Sometimes it can be scary, you know, or you're like, okay, I don't know. I want to do this, but you move forward, you know. It's a reason for everything. And it's been happening, I tell you, Miss Gwen. I'll come and interview as well on Spotlight Radio in Houston, Texas, with Ms. Tessa Allen.
Next
Saturday. Well, actually, this Saturday coming up.
Yes. Oh, my God.
And
it's already
pretty
around
exciting.
I'm excited. Yeah. God is good, you know. And
so
and
that's
I want
already breaking away, you know, Houston. That's breaking out from California, so that's great.
Yeah, honey, I prayed that prayer of Dabas, asking God to enlarge my territory and broaden my horizon. And you'll be amazed, you know, when you speak right, things start to happen. They never happen when you want. But that desire that you want, it's like you took one step to come to Cali. And now look, I mean, you're unfolding. Who would not want to be attached to someone who is soaring like an eagle? You know, yeah, for me and others, yes, you're going to have to, you know, we all have to humble ourselves. But it's okay because God will exalt you in due time. And, again, it's the reward is so much greater, the reward to know that you're doing what you love. And I tell everyone, you know, when you feel good about yourself, no one can, you know, no one can stop you. I remember when Deion Sanders, he had his reality show a couple years ago, and he said, Nikki, he said, when you look good, they pay you good. And that's just that stuck in my head. I was like, oh, my God, he is so right, because there's an energy. You know, like you always, you possess this energy, Nikki, on the red carpet when you're interviewing. I mean, it's like you just go right into that mode. I'm like, oh, my God, she's so anointed at what she does. And that's what it's about. It's tapping into something that is deep within you, but it's unfamiliar, so you stay in fear. Well, I want us to know that when we feel good, we can go farther. You know, exactly. If you're out there trying to sing, you know, working out. You know, I work with Rebecca Cruz from the family Cruz, Terry Cruz's wife, and I think I mentioned to you she just launched her single, Can I Stay? And, you know, I have her running up the little mountain. Now, we're seasoned women, so we joggy-jog, walky-walk. But you know what? That builds endurance in her lungs. You know, they love some Beyonce. You think that girl works out. You know she has to do a lot to be able to sing and breathe and walk and do all of that. So all of you upcoming artists, male, female, you are fit and fabulous as well. Practice your singing. Practice your singing while you're walking fast, jogging. See, build your lung capacity. I just get excited because there is not one aspect. If there's an earthquake, doggone it, I'm going to be able to run. So, you know, I praise God for it, that, you know, I'm trying to just let the young children know. Nikki, you know I've done boot camps at churches, which is amazing. So those that are in fellowship, excuse me, but that are out there in ministry, I mean, if you want your private boot camps held at your church, you can email me at gwenbolden@msn.com or bodybygwen.com. You can follow me on Instagram at gwenboldensmith, Facebook at gwenboldensmith. I mean, there's just so many things that we can do. If we don't want to work out, we can eat a little better. You know, just do something to make you more fabulous the way that God has already predestined you to be, to go out there and be successful in whether it's entertainment, whether it's being a mother, whether it's continuing your education, whatever it is, you want to feel good from within. So again, Nikki, I know I keep cutting you off, but I am excited. I can't tell you how excited I am about this.
Ma'am, yes, ma'am, we rocking it out today to all the listeners and everybody that's tuned in. You can call in at 323-580-5749. We are here live with Miss Gwen Bolden-Smith, Body by Gwen. We want everybody to tune in each and every Monday. You can tune in from 6:15 to 6:45. It's going to be a great time, hot news segments. You can also follow on Twitter as well, Gwen Bolden 2. You can go to Facebook and learn more as well. And they can go to bodybygwen.com to learn all the updates and what's going on with Miss Gwen. Now, is there any words you would like to share with the listeners? Anything, you know, concerning and in regards to the new segment?
Well, I just want, you know, everyone to just, you know, keep their ear listening to, you know, what you have going, as well as my segments will again come with, you know, an exercise of the day possibly. I know first and foremost as daylight savings is approaching, which means it gets lighter earlier, the body will naturally want to have more comfort food. So as we go into the new year, I'm going to just bring it with exercises that you can do at home while your man is watching football, while you're out there trying to make all the little, you know, the wings. I'll tell you how to make them a little healthier, but they still have that bite. And, you know, I'm just going to just let the women know that they're fabulous, and I want everyone that feels they want to ask a question, please question me. Ask me what it is you need answered, and, you know, I will do my very best to research it and get that information out there for you. There's never anything that can't be answered. Again, I just want women, more importantly, I want women to know that it's all about them, and they can be as fabulous as they desire without, you know, having to feel embarrassed. We're all vulnerable. I tend to have been blessed to be with the same family 8 and 9 years, and that is really, really very, very unique for a trainer to be with the same families that many years. But God is good. I help them to continue to buy more businesses because they feel better. You know, the level of stress out here, just getting on the freeway, that 405 is the devil. And just trying to keep up with your it's crazy out here. Your livelihood
yes,
is very stressed out here. Okay, and, you know, I just, working out helps to reduce stress. So there are so many things with, you know, a single parent trying to do it all and trying to make the ends meet. You know, we're going to have a little bit of church in my segments because I love the Lord. And God, I feel like, well, Nikki, you know, God has preserved me. He has kept me looking younger than 50. I mean, I don't claim to look 25, but I know I don't look 50. And I praise God for that. And therefore, I want to give all that God put in me to everyone else. It's time that we stop pulling one another down, but we elevate and lift each other up because it's so much better to go out and dine together, you know, to laugh together instead of put one another down. We all want to be successful, and we are successful in our own right. So you get a whole lot more than just learning how to lift a weight and you better do this. I'm not coming at you like that. I will never demean or put anyone down. That's what the world does, and we already know that that's why we are sometimes behind the eight ball in various areas. It's all about achievement, making small steps. So, you know, I really don't know what else I could say, Ms. Nikki, but I'm excited. So, again, I look forward. I pray that, you know, you will listen to me every other Monday. I believe it's first and second or every other Monday.
Every other Monday, second and fourth.
Yeah, second and fourth. And, you know, we will just go from there. I just know God has predestined this time. And, again, I'm excited, you know. They can also, you know, I have great genetics and, again, have been working with doing my abs since I was 18. And, again, I'll be 50 in a couple of months. So, you know, I endorsed my girl Soya out of Atlanta for the waist cinchers. And a lot of people ask me, Nikki, how did those work, Gwen? Because you don't have to use them. But you know what, Nikki? I told Soya when I did that interview a month ago in Atlanta that I love my waist cincher because I have a bad back. So when you're working, training eight to 12 people a day, you know, it takes a toll on you. And that not only helps you feel good in your clothes, ladies, but it also helps to correct your posture. It's funny how when you got something holding you in, you're kind of you're more conscientious of, whoa. So, you know, I'm just grateful to be a part of this team. So, again, those waist cinchers, I'm for it because, again, it assists me with my back. I've seen some of my clients go ahead and get rapid results from wearing it. And I completely endorse anything that makes a woman feel fabulous. Because women are the heart of the home, no matter what.
Yes.
They make the world, honey. Am I right?
Yes, and I have one myself, and it gets me looking fabulous, and
exactly,
it is helpful,
honey,
for my back.
Yes.
When you put it on, you have that posture that you didn't have before. You're able to walk off. It's like you're proud.
Yeah, so we give a shout-out to the ACL Soya. Ms. Soya.
Brock.
She's on my Instagram. That's right. Soya Brock Rock. And, you know, we're just grateful. And, again, I appreciate you, Ms. Nikki Rich, for, you know, allowing me to bring my segment on your show. I look forward to just great things happening as we go into this new year. You know, 2014 will be ending before you know it. And the new year brings new desires and achievements. So, amen to that.
Most definitely. And I want everybody to understand, you know, while we're bringing on these different segments about branding, you know, you all have your own brands. It's our hosting academy that we created. Everybody has their own brands that they've been doing and working with for years, for many years, even gaining experience. So we're just bringing these brands all together just to enhance and be that platform that she can be heard that she didn't have before. Your own personal
right.
brand here. Not, you know, just necessarily having so many, you know, here and there. It's all about you guys because people don't have that exposure, that given that exposure to even express their own brand. That's what the
right.
Secret Show is all about, to give those, to promote their brand, you know.
Right.
And we're doing it. And we're doing it here with Body by Gwen. We're doing it with Hair by Shaymin's Beauty on a Budget. We're doing it with Empress Nick. I said you're talking with Empress Nick, as well as Get Body with Sophia Brog, Fashion Inspiration with Gianni, Cervetta's, Your Voice Radio, and Talking with Kitty LaRue. I mean, those women, Stephanie Felix, those are all the different brands here on the Nikki Rich Show Network, and everybody is making it happen. I'm seeing growth, so much growth. People are getting that extra boost, that extra spot that they weren't doing within their brand before. But we all coming together to help one another. You know, we're not always right. I know we got more people to say, hey, you know, this would be better, you know, but it's always good to have everybody come together and uplift and support one another because we can't do it by ourselves.
Yes, that's so true. It takes a village to raise children and to be successful in business. It's all about networking, and we each need each other. You know, you reach people that I could never reach. Soya will reach, Mr. Gianni will reach people, and definitely Hair by Shaylin. Did I say her name properly?
Yes,
Beauty on a Budget.
Shaylin.
Honey, I think I know how to dye hair. Lord help me, and Sally Beauty Supply, because I cannot do it. So, you know, you have great, great people in your network, and anyone that will listen and participate and get the information, because when you know better, you can do better. And there's, you know, so many people that you have in your network that you got hair, you got health, you have fashion,
mm-hmm.
you have so much that a person can get. It just takes one little nugget to thrust you into another area of your life, another venture
mm-hmm.
in your business. And, I mean, again, you have such great affordable prices that, yeah, you know what? Sacrifice not going out to eat at that fancy restaurant to what? Get your business where you want, because it's only temporary.
Exactly.
Then you'll be able to what? Go longer and farther. And why
and
not
get your
go
health
into another
right.
person's business? Come on now. Yeah, and get, you know,
and get your
go
health
into
right.
another person. That's right. Get that health right, because you know we like to eat.
Yes,
but
especially
that,
in
but
California,
into,
I love to
yes.
eat.
Yes, we have great food out here, and, you know, we tend to not want to sew into our own businesses, and
mm-hmm.
we have to, you know. I want your business to succeed, so I sew into it, believing that God, that he's done for what he has done for you, he will do for me. That's what his word
mm-hmm.
says, and I'm standing on it. It's a faith walk, people, whether you're talking about your health, your hair, your finances, your businesses, your relationships. You can go do it on your own, get out of that pride. We all have to humble ourselves before someone. And you know what? When God places great people in your life, you know what? You grab hold and you just soar with them. So, Nikki, as I said, Body by Gwen is excited. Truly excited.
Yes. Yes. And I'm going to tell you, Gwen, it's not going to be like sometimes it's not easy, you know, especially when you're stepping out and doing it on your own. Like doing what you love anyway. People think it's
right.
easy because you see the celebrities that you're working with. You see the glitz and glam. You see you're going to all the red carpets and events, amazing events. They might see your photos and say, hey, she got it going on. And, you know, you do have it going on. But we also, it's you know, when you're pursuing what you love, we invest in our business. You know, it's more, much harder when we're just doing it ourselves, you know, just like any other business. You know, challenges might arise, but nobody will never know because guess what? You're keeping it pushing. So people think it's simple, but it's not. That's why we need the supporters. We need the listeners. We need you guys, you know, because we need to keep it going and being consistent. That's the key. And I tell you, you know, everybody knows Gwen Bolden Smith, and we're so excited to have bring you aboard to the Nikki Rich Show Network. And we want everybody to be sure and check out on the NikkiRichShow.com all the exclusive. We got a chance to interview Miss Gwen Bolden Smith, but we have not released it because that's going to be released on TV. So we want everybody to, you know, stay tuned to keep a lock for that as well. Now, in case anybody wanted to go and check out your networks, where could they go to?
They could go to my website, bodybygwen.com. I'm on Facebook at Gwen Bolden Smith, and I'm also on Instagram as Gwen Bolden Smith. And Twitter, you know, Nikki, I'm not very good with tweeting. I'm learning, though. I'm practicing at Gwen Bold, B-O-L-D-E 2, the numeral 2. And, you know, just reach out with your questions. If there's anything I can help you with, which I'm sure I can, just reach out, and we will go from there. Again, you have to live your life like it's golden because it's the only life you have. Your body is your only temple, your only home, and let's try to make it the healthiest that we can make it. So, again, Nikki, I look forward to just what God is doing and where we're going. You know, this time is the perfect time. You know, I'm just excited, truly excited.
I am, too. I'm so pumped up right now. I am so excited, and so many people are tuned in. Thank you guys for listening in. But we're going to wind things down here tonight. Miss Gwen, it's been an honor and a pleasure just to have you on tonight. We got a chance to talk with Judge Maybelline. I hope you got a chance to listen to her just right before you came on. It was an amazing interview. Before that, we had Miss Shailene. She talked with Miss Plus USA. It was great. And also the featured artist, Grizzly. So tonight has been a motivational and exciting Monday. And we want everybody to tune in tomorrow. Not only have Miss Gwen tonight, but we're going to be talking with Empress Nick and with Miss Sawyer. We're going to be getting bodied with Sawyer Brock. So tune in tomorrow and tomorrow night. We have we're going to be getting the red carpet in Hollywood for HFM. So, you know, I'm going to be on the go tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to have the office out this grid tomorrow. I'm going to get myself together.
Yeah.
I'll be ready to go tomorrow. But it's going to be fun. So I'm excited. So we're going to be talking and interviewing with some of the members of that, or some of the cast members that was in the movie of Twilight, and so much many more. So. Everybody got to stay tuned to the Nikki Rich Show, and we're going to shut it down early tonight now, Gwen. We just thank you
thank
so
you.
Much, and I'm looking forward to the following Monday. I'm be in the background, everybody, so you won't hear me. It's just going to be all by my Gwen. So,
well, thank you again, Nikki.
You ready for that, Miss Gwen?
Oh, yes, honey, I'm getting ready. Get ready, right?
Yes, ma'am. Well, we're
okay,
so excited
well,
for
you
and a new journey. So thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you, Nikki, and blessings to you and all your listeners. All right. Bye, sweetie.
Thank you. Bye. All right, everybody. We're going to wind down here early tonight. Make sure you go and listen to the show on College Underground Radio. You can go listen to this episode, Power 104 FM, as well as This Is 50, TuneIn Radio, iTunes Podcast, You can also go listen on the NikkiRidShow.com, the official website. We thank you so much for rocking with the Nikki Rid Show. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We leave you tonight with Miley Cyrus, Wrecking Ball. We end by saying good night and God bless.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can never lie, running for my life. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball. I never.
Everybody, welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. You know we're getting it in.